Welcome to Time Out with Coach Mike Miller. Coach Miller is the basketball coach with the most wins in LACC history, coaching his teams to a national record of 14 straight conference championships, breaking UCLA's old record of 13. Coach Miller is the first basketball coach in California basketball history to win a state championship at both the high school and college levels. Coach Miller has been honored as Coach of the Year 18 times and has produced almost 100 Division I players. For the next 2 hours, get ready for stats, facts, rants, and your opportunity to chat with one of the most successful basketball coaches in the entire country and his friends. Time out with Coach Mike Miller.
Hey, this is Coach Miller from Time Out with Coach Miller. Proud to be here for our very first show live at Skid Row Studios in beautiful downtown Los Angeles. Well, thanks for that applause. It's nice to be recognized. So I'm here in studio, and I want to introduce my team of great players before we get started. To my left, in charge of the sound effects, is LaVon Holland. LaVon is actually on two of my teams. LaVon is a player on the team that I coach currently at Los Angeles College Prep. And LaVon is a member of this team in studio, as I said, in charge of sound effects. LaVon is really multi-talented, and he's, I mean, LaVon's the one who got me to, audience, if you've known me at all, LaVon's the one who got me to get an iPhone.
That's quite an accomplishment.
It's about time.
Yes, people have been telling me that for years. But anyway, LaVon is in charge of the sound effects, and LaVon is straight from Louisville, Kentucky, all the way out here to Los Angeles to be part of our Los Angeles College Prep program. I'm really, really happy that he's here in studio.
It's nice to be here. Thank you for the opportunity. Thanks for tuning in.
Excellent. LaVon, to LaVon's left is my in-studio sidekick and good friend, Alexis Gonzalez.
Hello, hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. And, Coach, thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be part of Time Out.
Well, Alexis is part of this team. And don't think, take a look at him, don't think he didn't play basketball. Alexis played at Alhambra High School in Alhambra, California, on his high school team. And actually, Alexis played for a former assistant coach of mine who was the head coach at Alhambra.
That is correct. Coach Jim Wetmore.
Special shout out to Coach Wetmore.
Yeah, I hope you're doing well, Coach. Thank you for letting me be on the team.
Coach Wetmore worked for me at Los Angeles City College, known as LACC, which we heard in the intro to the show, for about 3 years. So I'll give a shout out to Coach Wetmore, too.
Oh, that's great.
So, Alexis, thank you for joining us today. And also, let me just say this for a moment. Alexis has a business that is actually a sponsor of our show as well, Alexis Hair Products. So make sure you have an opportunity to check out his website at some point. Alexis, what's the website?
AlexisHair.com. And you can also like us on Facebook at Alexis Hair Products.
Excellent. Hey, across from me, across from the table, diagonal, is one of my favorite former players. This is Chris Maxwell.
What's up, Coach?
Chris is a former player of mine from,
Rebay Academy.
Rebay Academy. I knew the school. I just couldn't remember how many years it was.
Whew. Probably, 21, 22 years now?
There you go. So Chris is our stats and facts guy. And so everybody has a role on this team, just like players on my teams on the court have roles. We have players here in studio that have roles, and Chris has this role of a stats and facts man, and he's amazing at it. He knows a lot about sports. He's a really smart guy that you're going to get to know, and I'll tell you what, Chris will have some amazing stats and facts for you as the show goes on. You'll see that.
Thanks a lot, Coach.
So, speaking of stats and facts, Chris, before we get to our first guest of the day, let me just ask you, let's get some stats and facts from the 2 years I coached you at Rebay Academy.
Well, the 2 years that you did coach me, I know we only lost 5 games those 2 years. I'm not sure how many we won. Do you know how many we won?
I do.
How many?
We won 58.
58 and 5 in 2 years. That's amazing.
Any significant accomplishments with that 58 and 5?
Yeah, we won two CIF Southern Section Championships, one state championship in 1991, and we also tied the California state scoring record for most points in one game with 144 points.
Wow. That is a lot of points.
Yeah, we thought we were UNLV and Loyola Marymount that year.
Nice. Well, let me just point this out to you, which I read in the Cal High Sports record book. Actually, I believe our team still holds the record for the most points scored in a season for a high school basketball team in California. You may have to check on that.
Yeah, I'll have to look that one up. But I'm pretty sure we did because we scored over 100 points probably about 12 to 15 times that year.
Wow.
So I guess I was pretty popular with the other coaches.
Yeah, you were about as popular as herpes was. In fact, do you remember we almost got into a fight in Vegas?
Oh, yeah. No, that wasn't in Vegas. That was in Utah.
It was in Mesquite.
It was in Mesquite. It was right near the Utah border, actually. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
We lost to a team by 1 point on a last-second shot, and their coach came over, and he just berated you after. He did not like you. And so one of our players took offense to that, and he got into that coach's face. Their players got into his face. Our players got into their face, and it was all bad after that.
Well, I don't remember all of that, but I appreciate my players, taking a strong stand. I'll say that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was a wild night.
Well, listen, speaking of wild nights, we're here on our first show, and this is a wild night. We're on every Tuesday and
Friday.
And Friday night from 10 p.m.
to 12.
To 12 midnight.
Yes.
Right?
Indeed.
And that's Pacific Standard Time. Now, the thing about this show, it goes all over the world. This is not a local show. This show goes all over the world. It's live on the internet at skidrowstudios.com. If you want to call in and be ask a question on the air, the phone number you call is, Alexis?
800-893-9562. Once again, 800-893-9562. Or you can check us out online at Skid Row Studio /timeout with Coach Miller.
Okay, so now one of the things that LaVon Holland has done for this show, and as I said, he's a really, really talented member of this team. LaVon has built the website for this show.
Yeah.
And LaVon, what's the website?
It's timeout with Coach Miller at wordpress.com.
Say that one more time.
Timeoutwithcoachmiller.wordpress.com.
Okay, now, LaVon has built this website that he actually built himself, and I think he's got it set up so that you can download the podcast from this show. If you're not able to tune in live, you can go in later, and you can download the podcast. Is that right, Alexis? Does that sound right?
That would be... Jeremy, does that sound right?
Say that again?
Would they be able to download the podcast live from the website that LaVon's created?
We can't hear you.
What you want to do is just go to skidrowstudios.com, and you can listen to the show live there. You can listen on Stitcher. You can listen on TuneIn. We have a lot of different places that you can listen live.
Is
you
it
can
an
even
app?
Listen live on iTunes Radio. To download the shows, you're going to want to go to iTunes and download it from the Time Out with Coach Miller podcast.
See Chris, if you can find that information for the audience for later on in the show, we'll give it out. So, listen, we're really excited to be here, and I'm really excited by our first in-studio guest that we're about to bring in. And this guest is a young man, a professional player from Harlem, New York. His name is Jonathan Range.
Thanks, Coach. I appreciate you having me on the show today.
I will have applause.
Okay, so Jonathan is here with us live in studio. Jonathan, thanks for joining us. Jonathan has been a professional player for a couple of years now. He's played overseas in in Poland, was it last year?
Yeah, it was Poland.
And the year before, it was Israel.
It was Israel, yeah.
Okay, so you have two countries you've lived in and played in. You have something to compare for our audience and for our team here in studio. So, mm-hmm. Hey, tell us the truth. Which country did you like better?
If I had to choose, I'd probably choose Israel. I liked Israel a lot better because Poland was real cold for a long period of times that we was out there.
Okay, so Poland was cold, and Israel you liked better. Well, yeah. Listen, hey, Chris, did you find anything out on Jonathan Range? Do we have anything that we can share?
Give me 2 minutes.
Okay, I'll come back to you on that. Now, listen, Jonathan, I'm really feeling that you're leaving something out here. I'm feeling like what you really liked about Israel better was the women.
I'm probably not going to get into too much of my relationships on the air because, you know, they're probably listening back at home. So I'm going to keep that to myself.
Okay, but keeping that to yourself, but, I mean, is that why, though, you liked Israel better than Poland? Were the women prettier in Israel than Poland? Or you just don't want to say that?
Not really. You know, it's beautiful women all over the world. So I travel to a lot of different countries all the time, so I see a lot of beautiful women. But I liked Israel more because the people there is a lot cooler. Like, people expect Israel, like, people, like, Indian alien people to be, like, crazy, like, terrorists and stuff, and they wasn't. They were just cool people cracking jokes, having a good time, like people in America. So it really wasn't too much different. It's just a certain stuff that you had to adjust to, just like me moving to Los Angeles.
Okay. Tell us about that adjustment. What was the adjustment like moving to Los Angeles for you?
It was different. Coming from Atlanta, I went to high school in Atlanta and played ball for a little while. The bus is different. I didn't have a car when I first got out here, so taking a bus is a lot different. It runs 24 hours, and it's only $1, because in Atlanta, it's $2.50, which is good for one way. So I'm happy for that. And the women here are beautiful, too, by the way, and the weather is nice.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Okay, well, listen. What we want to do is we want to cut away for a short commercial break, and then we want to come back for some more time with Jonathan Range. This is Coach Miller from Time Out with Coach Miller. I'm here excited to tell you about Medicus Graphics Center, located in Los Angeles, California. Medicus is the official printer and graphic designer of Time Out with Coach Miller. Medicus does a tremendous job for any printing need, from big to small. Whether you want to print a book or a four-color poster or business cards, go see my friends at Medicus Graphics Center in Los Angeles, California, located at 2030 Hyperion Avenue. Tell them Coach Miller sent you. Medicus will take care of you like they've taken care of me.
16 made a dream with this basketball. Coach Miller on the court and we going hard. Pass the rock to the paint. I give him my all or be like Chris Paul. Shoot the 3 points, y'all.
Hey, it's Coach Miller again. Thank you for listening to Time Out with Coach Miller. We're back live in studio with our special guest, Jonathan Range. Hey, Jonathan.
Yeah.
So you moved. Tell us, you were just telling us about moving to L.A. You moved to L.A. from Atlanta. You said you went to high school in Atlanta, and you came out and you moved out to L.A. What brought you to L.A.?
Basketball, actually. I came to go to a new school. I'm playing for you now, actually. I play at Los Angeles Prep Academy. Shout out to my boys, my boy Roland, Auburn, all y'all folks back at Alexandria Avenue.
Okay. So you came out here to play basketball, huh? How did you end up getting out of here? How did you find out about L.A. Prep and Coach Miller? I mean, that's Atlanta's a long way, right, Chris? I mean, what, he just threw the Ouija board up in the air and ended up here? Or what?
Put the bags in the bus and greyhounded out here, huh?
Yeah, you know, Coach Mike Miller is a good coach. So, you know, people putting a good word for you all over the country. So I heard about you, and I got out here, and now I'm here playing for you. Hopefully, I'm doing a good job so far.
Yes.
Okay, so hey, Chris, what did you find out about Jonathan Range? What can you share with the audience?
Well, I found out he averaged 24 points a game last year.
Good job.
As a senior in high school, 8 rebounds as a would you play small forward or power forward?
Small forward.
Okay. And the one thing I couldn't find out was, what's your vertical like?
My vertical?
Right.
I actually never.
Are you dunking on somebody is what I really want to know.
Funny story. The first game I ever dunked in a game was on someone. And that's crazy. That was my senior year.
How tall was he?
He was about 5'11", 6 foot. He tried to set a charge going baseline, and I just...
You got it, man.
Yeah, I went up. Everybody thought I was going up for a layup, and I guess I just cocked it on him. The gym went nuts.
Okay.
So Chris, when you analyze those stats that you found on Jonathan Range, I mean, what comes to your mind? I mean, you know, you're my stats and facts guy. I mean, where do you get out of those stats?
From what I can assess from looking at his stats, I could tell he's a inside out guy. You like to go to the basket a lot.
Yeah.
You shot a lot of free throws last year, so I could tell you like to get to the basket. Got probably about what, a 5 to 10 foot shot.
About five to ten foot. My jump shot?
Yeah.
5 to 10 feet?
I mean, wait. I know you want to shoot three-pointers all day. But as a small forward, you know, your shot is 5 to 10 feet away.
Nah, come on, Chris. As a small forward, we're supposed to do everything. We're supposed to rebound, shoot.
That's true.
Well, tell me. Let me know.
My jump shot. Let him know. My jump. You could come see me on the court. I'll show you my jump shot.
We're calling out here. We got one-on-one.
Well, you know, I'm good for about 5 minutes.
Old school versus new school. You
know,
I'll show you.
I'm getting old, but, you know, I still got about 5 minutes in me.
5 to 10 foot windmill.
Okay.
Hey, see, the thing is, you know, Alexis, I mean, got to keep me loose over here. Coach Miller's known of being, you know, kind of a serious guy sometimes. But, listen, Alexis, you're laughing, but, you know, Chris in his day – Chris was our starting power forward.
We won 6-2.
And we won 2 CIF championships. And I want to say something. We won the state title, like Chris said, his senior year, but this is what he didn't say. We were the first high school team in Southern California to win a state title at the Division 5 level. The very first one ever.
Wow.
And Chris was a starting power forward. He started for me every game in 2 years. I don't even think he was ever disciplined. Chris, were you ever, did I ever have to discipline you and sit you down a game?
Nah, the only time I didn't really play is when I got hurt.
Okay, but I mean,
couple twisted ankles.
But yeah, but you started every game in 2 years.
Yeah.
Okay, so 58-5, and we played some big teams. We played some good teams.
Well, we couldn't get a lot of teams to play us. Like, I'm just going to have to say it because, you know, I'm from Pasadena. Couldn't get Mary to play us. Couldn't get Pasadena High to play us. Gonna get Christina Valley to play us.
Or La Cunada.
La Cunada.
Your best buddies at La Cunada High wouldn't play us.
Jeff Lord and Sean Whiting wouldn't play us. We couldn't get none of the local high schools to play us.
Well, no, wait a second.
What about Blair?
No, wait a second.
They wouldn't play us either.
But we did play St. Francis and Flint Ridge Prep.
And we played Flint Ridge our junior year.
Yep.
They wouldn't play us our senior year. But back then, you know, there weren't, it's not like it is now. It's not. They didn't have big schools playing small schools.
Correct.
And so, you know, we were the one of the first, you know, now you have guys transferring to private schools all over the place. We were pretty much one of the first schools to start that, us in Oakwood, when Mitchell Butler was at Oakwood.
Yeah, so. Good point. Now, Chris, the thing that we talk about, though, we did get St. Francis to play us. And do you remember the score of that game? Or close to the – do you remember the margin of victory for the Rebay?
It was about 30. For 30 points.
Yeah, for the Rebay Fighting Frogs, yeah, it was 30 to 40 points. Yep. Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely.
And that's what I was looking it up. I knew it was about 30-something points.
So, you know, I'm thinking that we did some damage.
We did.
Okay.
In fact, our senior year, the only 2 games we lost to the number one team in the nation in Division 5 in a tournament up in Boonville, California.
This is all really good stuff that you guys are saying.
Right.
And we might lose a little bit. It might sound repetitive. If we should save some of the stuff for the actual show.
Gotcha.
Right.
I think the right run is good. What do you think, Jeremy?
Good.
Okay.
Oh, he's coaching here.
Okay. Let's cut our commercial one more time. Let's do our commercial one more time.
on my banger.
Let's do it again. Let's do that one. Can we run it one more time? Okay. Okay. So listen. You know, before we go to commercial break, I just wanted to give Jonathan Range this a great welcome to L.A. Welcome back to L.A. because he came here the first time when he was going to prep school to play for me, and then now he's been overseas for a couple years. He's finished his college career.
Thank you.
He's been overseas for a couple years. He's had a great career. It's still in the kind of the infancy stages of his career, and I really appreciate having Jonathan coming back to visit L.A. Mm-hmm. and visit me, and he's a special young man, and I think that you guys will want to follow his career.
Yeah.
So, Jonathan, before we cut away to break, do you know where you're going to play next year? Do you know, has your agent set you up yet for a new contract overseas?
Me and my agent, we talking about it right now. We going over a couple contracts. We looking to try to stay in Israel, but, you never know what happens. We're going to play it by ear.
Gotcha. Well, listen, Jonathan, it's been great having you on this show. We all really appreciate you coming in and spending mm-hmm. your time with us tonight. And if you hang around after the show, we're going to go out to dinner around the corner. One of our sponsors is a little restaurant around the corner, and we'll have a nice meal and catch up. Now, let's cut away to commercial break, and we'll be right back. This is Coach Miller from Time Out with Coach Miller. I'm here excited to tell you about Medicus Graphics Center, located in Los Angeles, California. Medicus is the official printer and graphic designer of Time Out with Coach Miller. Medicus does a tremendous job for any printing need, from big to small. Whether you want to print a book or a four-color poster or business cards, go see my friends at Medicus Graphics Center in Los Angeles, California, located at 2030 Hyperion Avenue. Tell them Coach Miller sent you. Medicus will take care of you like they've taken care of me.
16 made a dream with this basketball. Coach Miller on the court and we going hard. Pass the rock to the paint. I give him my all or be like Chris Paul. Shoot the 3 points, sure. Y'all.
I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, that was.
Once we come back from this, though, one time.
Okay, so we're back on the air. What did you want to come back with, LaVon?
Once we come back with this one time.
Kevin Ollie brings it up. Throws it across. Miller for three. Oh, he backed it in. And the game is tied. We're going to overtime.
One time.
Wow. And that's going to overtime.
That was cold.
So that's my sound effects guy in full effect.
He's a beast.
He is a beast. Thank you for that.
You're fat a little bit.
He's a brilliant young man, very special young man, and he's got a bright future in so many different things in his life.
Thank you.
So we want to make sure that we give the proper credit to LaVon Holland. And what a great job on sound effects LaVon's doing. Hey, Chris.
Yes.
Before we wrap up the show tonight, let's cover any big games this coming week that people should be looking at. Does Pasadena play Muir on Wednesday night?
Yeah, they do. They play with Pasadena High at 3 o'clock. It's going to be a big game. You might want to get there early because it will be a sellout.
Pasadena and Muir, one of my favorite rivalry games.
Yeah, you could throw out the record books when those two teams play. Even though Pasadena's had a lot of success lately, I think Muir might get them this year.
Is that right? Who's the coach at Muir now?
Sermaine Stewart. He was a former player for Coach Rocky Moore back in the early 90s. And Tony Brooks is the coach at PHS. He just took over for Tim Tucker.
Hey, speaking of Tim Tucker and Rocky Moore, I have them scheduled to be guests on Friday, our next show.
Okay, I can't wait. Tim is a friend of mine. He lives right around the corner from me, so I can't wait to have him in studio.
Nice. And Rocky Moore will be in. Rocky is an old rival coach of mine who's a lot of fun, and Rocky is going to come in studio, and he's going to bring one of my players that I really like, Joshua Wade.
You think, like, I'm talking, like, you hear the music? No, it's just, like, when we talking in the background, you hear the music in the background? like this while y'all was talking, you think that'd be straight sometimes? Instead of
as long as it's not overpowering or like when you're like when it's us, yeah. But when he's doing with a guest, yeah. let them go.
Each other.
When it's us, yeah. Okay.
Like y'all go right now and I'm a player.
Is that okay, Jeremy, when it's just us, not the guest, to play some of that stuff like that? Okay. So, Jeremy, I think we've had a pretty good dry run here. I mean, this was what this was for. We need to just have LaVon and you cut up that music a little bit, maybe. And okay, yeah. Let's end now and let's talk and then we'll wrap.